Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships. Hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
Well, I guarantee you've never heard anybody speak on this before because, and I'm not even sure I should, but it just stuck out to me when I was reading Nehemiah, and I thought, that's really a true statement. What it is in Nehemiah 13:26, Nehemiah is talking about Solomon, and he said, "Did not Solomon, king of Israel, sin by these things? Yet among many nations was there no king like him, who was beloved of his God, and God made him king over all Israel." Then this is the bad part. "Nevertheless, even him did outlandish women cause to sin." When I heard that, outlandish women, I thought, what in the world is God trying to say there? So, of course, I went to the Strong's Concordance and looked up the word outlandish, and it means alien, foreigner, strange. Well, then another thing that I would do, and I'm trying to teach as I'm going, for those of you that want to learn how to study out something, is I looked it up in the Webster's 1828 dictionary. And the way that it's used, Webster said the way that it's used here is means that they were just foreign women. But then it's the second use of the word that's more applicable today is born or produced in an interior country or among rude people. Vulgar, rustic, rude, you know, they're bad people. But I really believe what God was saying here is outlandish women were women that were foreign to him and thought differently than he did and caused him to sin by pulling him away. So, and I think that really applies when you think about it. So I started thinking about myself. Can I tell you, I have to be honest, I think there's been times when I could have caused my husband to get out of the will of God. I remember times when I tried to talk him out of something. Some of you have heard me talk about when he wanted to start the carnival, and I said, oh, man, you know, I knew how much work it would be. I knew how much money it would cost, and then we have to get extra vehicles to go down the road. And so I tried to talk him out of it, and then when he wouldn't let me talk him out of it, I knew it had to be God's will, so I stopped. But I really believe most men want to keep their wives happy, so they will go to great lengths even to get out of the will of God. I know women today that have gotten their husbands out of one church and taken them to another because their feelings were hurt by the church. Well, I don't know. That's not a really good reason to leave a church in my mind. You know, if you've got a ministry, this one person I'm thinking of, that it would be easier on them to leave their church because of some feelings and hurt feelings. But they got a ministry there. They're in the bus ministry, and they got work with bus kids. And if they went to any other church in town, they wouldn't have that ministry. And so they just keep at it. And I thought, you know what? That woman's not an outlandish woman. You know, she is thinking right, where she says, you know, I got to stay where I'm supposed to stay. So let's, ladies, be careful about what we try to do to get our husbands away from the will of God. You know, woe unto the woman that gets her husband out of church, you know, or gets her husband out of the ministry, or maybe even gets him to stop giving, you know, because she thinks that we shouldn't give that much. You know, if he's generous and wants to give, hey, do it. Anyway, you know, even sometimes I think women have to be careful about hiding things from our husband, maybe about our kids, because we don't want him to get upset with the kids. Well, you know, maybe the kids need him to get upset with them. So let's be careful and not be outlandish women and cause our men to sin. That's what I'm talking about today. And I'm really trying to be more conscientious of it, to be careful about what I talk to my husband about, to make sure I'm not trying to get him out of the will of God. And I think all of us need to be careful about that. So let's do it. Let's don't be outlandish women. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood Magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.